So what has been, I mean, talking about budgeting and return on investment, what has been your return on investment using the CU strategies programs?
Yeah, we're well into the six figures. So when we factor in all of our work with Celeste, as well as the dollars that we're able to bring in loans, we're well over $100,000 in year one. And considering these loans will probably be on the books for 2.5 to 3 years,
yeah.
I mean, it's several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Good. Wow. So this has kind of changed your mind about using outside consultants.
We want to keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
So we'll never be the same. I mean, she's changed the organization, and we've said collectively, we're just never going to go back to the way things used to be.
Yeah.
And it's paid off. I mean, I have a lot of testimonials I can give you, but I think one of the most exciting ones is my major banking competitor in the area. I had a member that we met with, and he spent time with the FSR, and we saved him a lot of money. And his response was, "Is you guys have done more for me in 1 hour than this bank has done for me in 40 years.
Goodness.
And that's a general theme here. So.
That says it all right there. So, was there anything like specific that Celeste did, or the CU Strategies programs did, like the CSA training or leadership development? Is there anything specific that you could give, like an anecdote of how it transformed into the success that you have experienced so
far?
Sure.
What I think one of the focuses is where we want to educate people on the power of their credit score and what it means as far as getting loans and the difference in rates. So it's not all about just trying to capture loans. So we when tellers get a lot of these referrals from the line, it's like, let our FSP sit down with you and educate you on your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
What we're finding is a lot of parents that are leery of their teenage children getting into credit card debt and other things. So we educate them, you know, without a credit score and without building some credit, these kids will face, you know, higher rates on car loans and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So we educate them on how to do it the right way and the smart way. We tell them about the danger of getting those store credit cards and how many points that dings their credit score. So they see it not as just us trying to steal loans from other places. And like I say, I tell my employees time and time again, we're not in the business of putting people into debt. We want to refinance them out of existing debt and then educate them about some of the high rates that are out there and other things. But we really will help a member raise their credit score and tell them specifically, you can expect your score to go from this and that, and then show them what it does as far as a savings on a loan if they need a loan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ecstatic. I mean, we're spending time with them. It's not always about capturing a loan.
Right, right. So, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. Education equals empowerment, you know? And not a lot of us had that financial education growing up, me included. So I need all the help I can get.
Sure.
I'm sure a vast majority of members out there, or even consumers, need that education that we didn't quite get in school growing up and stuff, or
right.
maybe our parents for some one reason or another, you know, didn't provide that. But I mean, so this has got to be just such a huge boost for you guys being in this position as a kind of like a teacher almost.
Right. It's a transformation change. And for this area, it's different. Not too many credit unions even have like a member enhancement or a sales culture. So we have a difficult time finding the right people. And Celeste trained us in that as well, too. I mean, I'm hiring outgoing people that aren't afraid to talk to members. And then I'm training them on some of the basics after the fact. But I'll take people who genuinely like people more than anything. And that's the key to this too. So the members see that you actually care and you have an interest in them. And it's the word of mouth and the referrals we get. We'll actually even pay our members for referring us, bringing in business too. So everybody's getting rewarded.
That's awesome. What you put into it is what you get out of it. Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, let's look forward here a little bit here, Chris. What goals do you have for your credit union using this program? Looking forward down the road. I think you mentioned a couple of numbers there earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to?
Well, we budgeted another. I mean, we had such phenomenal growth last year, so we budgeted just over 20% loan growth this year.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3.7% membership growth, and we've budgeted for over 5% this year. So we really want to expand this program further into the state. We think it's a unique program. The energy level here among the staff has just been phenomenal, so we want to get them out there. Our employees are actively engaging people at weddings, at stores, shoppings. I mean, they can't get enough. Part of it is it helps them financially too, as far as the referral, but just talking about the testimonials and how you're able to save people so much money. And I mean, I can tell you how many members have been in tears They get so excited after, you save them $15,000 or $20,000 over the life of a loan. It's a big change. So we want to get that message out and try and bring that out. And, you know, we're not afraid to talk about it either. We'll educate other credit unions in the area and talk about things. But, as far as hiring a consultant, I look at them as long as they can pay for themselves and they bring more value than what you have to pay them. I guess I've been transformed as that area. It's just more than paid for itself.
Certainly seems to be the case right here. All right, to wrap up, Chris, what advice do you have for other credit unions who might want to venture down the same road you did and experience the results?
I think you have to do it all the way from the top, and you have to stay with it. It's got to be consistent. A lot of long-term employees, it's a culture shock for them. You're asking people to work harder. I mean, I tell my staff most of them could go to an institution down the street and work a lot less hard than we ask of them. So it's a lot of work. You're going to bring a lot of volume. The first few months we ran this program, we ended up with 3,000 referrals from our teller lines at our branches. So it overwhelms the staff. So you end up hiring additional people, but it's a win-win. I would just say, you got to stay committed to it. Some of the long-term employees, credit unions have a habit of introducing programs, and then the staff kind of sits back and wait for things to calm down and go away, because they usually do. And I actually had a couple long-term employees say that to me. But eventually, everybody started drinking the Kool-Aid. We didn't actually lose any existing people. We did hire some new people that realized we ask a lot more than our competitors do from them. So, we ended up having a lot of newer staff and having them transition. But the existing staff's excited because they see what's been happening with the members. So I'd encourage people to look at opportunities. If you don't have the expertise inside, sometimes just bringing in an outside person to create an energy level and tell them how successful this program is at other places helps them buy into it. But once they start changing people's lives and people are crying at their desks, everybody gets on board real quick.
Yeah, there's no industry like this one where you can share this message with your credit union peers. So that's part of the reason why we want to get this message out there. It's such a great story. And congratulations on your success continued success with expanding your field of membership, too. So that's exciting as well. So very cool.
Thank you.